Hello and welcome to episode 17 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing a novel in 30 days. I am your host, Darren Blake, and although this podcast is all about National Novel Writing Month, we are not affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. Week 1 was all about the new, the shiny, the hotness. For a lot of people, week 2 was a slog. It was difficult. It was, dare I say it, drudgery. And now here we are, on the other side of that wall, in week 3. I promised you sights that you could not possibly imagine at the time, and if you look at your novel now, you're going to see them. You've introduced your characters. You've introduced the conflict, the central conflict of the story, the sub-conflicts that are going to drive your characters throughout the novel. You fought past not knowing the true motivations of some of your characters. You've given them backstories. You've done things that maybe at the time you're not quite sure how it all fits together. And here in week 3, you're going to see it all start to take shape. Today I want to talk about momentum. I'm going to do something scientifically unsound, and I'm going to use momentum and inertia sort of interchangeably, because I want to talk about Newton's third law of motion, which applies very heavily to NaNoWriMo. Newton's third law of motion states that an object at rest tends to stay at rest, and an object in motion tends to stay in motion. That's very true when it comes to writing. If you take a day off, fine, if you need to, but be careful, because if you take too many days off in a row, you're not going to want to come back to it. And one of the things about NaNoWriMo that I find particularly groovy when I can actually make it happen is that having zero-word days is kind of a great accomplishment. You start writing on day 1, you keep writing on day 2, day 3, and so on and so on. You're in motion, and you want to keep going. When events are in motion in your novel, you want to get back to it. When things are happening, you want to find out what happens next. And I realize that this is all discovery writer talk. I'm sorry for you planners out there. I don't quite know how to equate it to what you do, what you've done. Because you already know what happens next, most of the time. Unless you've veered so far off your novel you're in pantsing territory. But if I know you plotters, once you've veered off from your outline, you make a new outline to compensate, don't you? Yeah, I see you back there in the corner. Once things really start coming together in your novel, the momentum starts to build for you, and you're more inclined to get back to your keyboard, get back to your notebook. I just realized that I don't have any personal stories to tell for this one. And I see you back in that corner, breathing that sigh of relief. That's not nice. You're in detention now. Write an extra 100 words today. If the other side of inertia has gotten to you, if you have gotten to be at rest, do yourself a favor and get back in motion. I'm about to seriously date myself because, as I said, I'm old. The character, I believe his name was Hannibal, played by George Peppard in the original 1980s A-Team series, was famous for saying, "I love it when a plan comes together." Translating that into week 3 momentum, you are going to love it when your novel comes together. You're going to be making breakthroughs that you didn't see coming. You're going to be making connections that you didn't even realize were there. And even you pantsers out there, you discovery writers, you're going to see the glimmerings of your conclusion. This week, as you're writing, you realize the end is in sight. Not only the end of November, because that's going to be next week, but the end of your book. And you're going to be more inclined to get back to your book, because even if this is your first time writing a novel, you somehow intuitively know, as those of us who've written novels before know, nothing compares to the feeling of saying, "I finished this. I did this. This thing that I hold now in my hands," go with me here, I know it's an electronic thing, "this thing was made by me." That's coming to you sooner than you realize, and it's going to be the greatest feeling you've ever felt. As you barrel into week 3, look for the signs in your novel. Look for those narrative connections that you didn't see before. Maybe the overly protective friend of the family, you realize suddenly, is actually the father figure of your main character. That might be drama that you didn't really want. That's fine. Or it may be a revelation of a character who never realized who her father actually was, and all of a sudden she realizes he's been in her life the whole time. Maybe that's some extra drama you didn't want. I realize that's a bad example, but I'm stretching here. I don't have these things planned out, as I've mentioned before. I have the topic that I want to talk about, and I come up with a general what's my pep talk of the episode, and go from there. Cut me some slack. Or don't. You also get detention. Write an extra 100 words today. And as usual, I've lost my train of thought. Thanks so much. Now you have extra detention. Now write another extra 100 words. And of course, I'm kidding. But do write your words today, please. If you are on track for the 50,000 words today, you should be at 28,334 words, if I did my math correctly. I may have already made this point. My brain is kind of fuzzy because of lack of sleep and being old and blah, blah, blah. But I want you to notice that you have fewer words ahead of you now than you've already written, if you're on track for the 50,000. You got this. And if you're not there, don't worry about it. Don't panic. Buckle down if that's still your goal. Kick yourself in the tushy if that's still your goal. I am going to have a tough love episode coming up that is designed to kick you in the butt if this is still your goal. But in the meantime, if you have something that you would like to add to the discussion, please feel free to leave a comment in the show notes page of this episode. You can find this podcast at darrenblake.net. This is a golden, magical week for the Standard NaNoWriMo participant. Your novel's not new and shiny anymore, but you're over that hurdle of the week 2 wall. Ride the momentum, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons attribution license. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.